You must know the truth to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 8 verses 31 to 36. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." What does it mean that a person must be born again? It means to believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by God and to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit without sin. Do you know the truth? To know the truth is to know Jesus. Does the Holy Spirit dwell in your heart by believing in the beautiful gospel? You must know and believe that the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross are the beautiful gospel. The phrase, "must be born again," is a word that is often used among people these days. A person must be born again, politics must be born again, religion must be born again. In this way, the expression, "must be born again," is used countless times. We live hearing such words often. To say that a person must be born again does not mean that a person's fleshly nature must be changed. For a person to be born again means that the person's soul must hear the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit given by God, believe it in the heart, obey, and thus have the Holy Spirit indwell in one's heart. What is the word of truth that brings rebirth? Why must a person be born again? Because the first person is imperfect, one must receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to be born again as a child of God. In this world, we see that there are many people who believe in Jesus but do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus, who appears in John chapter 3, was a ruler of the Jews. Also, Nicodemus was a leader of the Jewish religion who believed and practiced the words of the law given by God as they were. However, he was serving as a religious leader without knowing about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. For us to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit before God, we must believe in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit and live our life of faith within the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by faith. It is said that only when a person knows and believes the word of truth hidden in the gospel of water and the Spirit can the Holy Spirit dwell in that person's heart. Jesus said, "If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" John chapter 3 verse 12. The beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit is as follows: the Lord was born on this earth, and when he turned 30, he was baptized by John the Baptist, shed his blood and died on the cross, and rose again, thereby saving all sinners from all their sins. By receiving the baptism given by John and rising from the death on the cross, Jesus became the Savior to those who believe. Jesus has allowed not only the gift of the removal of sins but also the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of all who believe in the beautiful gospel he has given. Those who still have sin must believe in the word of the baptism and blood that Jesus received from John and receive the removal of their sins. Because man cannot help but sin before God, he must believe in Jesus as his Savior and be saved from all his sins. That is why Jesus, regardless of human deeds, took away the sins of the world through the news of the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, all sinners, when they hear and believe in this beautiful news of the water and the Spirit, are saved from all the sins of the world by faith. To those who believe in this beautiful gospel, the grace of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, John chapter 3 verse 14. In the Old Testament, even though the people of Israel sinned against God and were bitten by serpents, all who looked at the bronze serpent on the pole lived. To us who believe, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is present. Jesus granted the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to those who believe in this beautiful gospel. Satan is preventing people from knowing the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit and from receiving the Spirit of truth. But God allowed people to receive the removal of sins in their hearts by believing in the baptism and blood Jesus received, and by believing in this beautiful gospel, he allowed all the grace of receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You too, if you believe in this beautiful gospel, can receive the removal of sins and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Do you acknowledge this beautiful gospel word before God? Do you believe that if you believe in the truth of this beautiful gospel, you will also receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? That is why the Lord told us to know the truth that saves us from sin. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, John chapter 8 verse 32. Do you know the truth of the beautiful gospel that removes sins and gives the Holy Spirit? If you accept the truth of this beautiful gospel in your heart, the Holy Spirit will also dwell in your heart.